in the west of Scotland, moving north-eastward, and temperatures of 5 to 8 Celsius.
That was Simon King. Thank you, Simon. Now to the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday the 3rd of December. There are warnings of gales in Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Rockall, 987, losing its identity. New low expected 80 miles west of Rockall, 979, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirra, southerly or southeasterly, 4 or 5, increasing 7 for a time, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. South at Cirra, 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames, south or southwest, 3 to 5, backing south or southeast, 4 to 6 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, Wight, Portland, south or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, except Dover, thundery showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay, west or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, thundery showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, then westerly later, 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time later, thundery showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Fastnet, thundery showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, west 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, then west later 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Shannon, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, cyclonic, mainly south 5 to 7, thundery showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northeasterly 7 or gale 8 in north, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west until later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west, becoming southeasterly 4 or 5 later, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 6 to gale 8, rain or showers, wintry in north, good, occasionally poor. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south by west 6, 12 miles, 994, falling slowly. Stornoway, south-southeast 6, 16 miles, 994, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south 4, 7 miles, 999, rising slowly. Lucas, west-northwest 2, 16 miles, 1,000, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1,004, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 5, 5 miles, 1,008. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 5, 11 miles, 1,007. Jersey, southwest 3, 19 miles, 1,007, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 5, more than 27 miles, 1,006. Scilly Automatic, southwest by west 3, 11 miles, 1,005, rising slowly. Valentia, west 4, 5 miles, 1,002, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by south 4, 22 miles, 1,000, falling slowly. Malin Head, south 5, recent drizzle, 22 miles, 995, falling slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation, a complex low-pressure system to the northwest of the United Kingdom, will continue to bring mostly unsettled conditions and a moderate to strong southerly or southwesterly flow, with gales at times in the west. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest, backing southeast later, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest, backing southeast later, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest, 3 to 5, backing southeast, 4 to 6 later, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southeasterly 4 to 6 later, showers, perhaps thundery in south, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, thundery showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, then west later 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers, thundery at first, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later, then west 5 to 7 later. Showers, thundery at first, rain later, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, rain later. Good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. South or southwest 4 or 5, backing southeast 6 or 7 later. Showers, rain later. Good, becoming moderate or poor later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. South or southwest 4 to 6, backing southeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, backing southeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southwest, backing southeast later, 5 to 7. Showers, perhaps thundery, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest, backing southeast later, 5 to 7. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. South or southeast, 4 to 6. Showers, possibly thundery, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with the Catholic journalist Ronnie Convery.
Hello and good morning to you. One of the more interesting things I do every now and again is to translate books and articles from Italian into English. It's a satisfying task usually, though sometimes it can raise a dilemma or two. One example is the Italian word magari, which can be translated as perhaps, or who knows, or if only, or best of all, would that it were so. Obviously, the correct translation depends on the context. Of course, there are English words that give problems too. Have you ever thought of how difficult it is for someone learning English to pronounce the letters O-U-G-H? It could be uff, as in tough. It could be O, as in though. It could be oo, as in through. Or even ow, as in plough. And there are more. I sometimes wonder how learners ever manage to speak good English. Translation is really all about meaning, about transmitting something, an idea, an image, a question, from one person to another. But there are certain things that are sometimes best transmitted without words. Things like understanding, sympathy, solidarity. When it comes to expressing support for a bereaved person or encouragement for someone living in difficulty, we can find that words fail us. And what's really needed is an understanding smile or a nod of the head or a pat on the arm. Sometimes we can be put off helping a person in need because we just don't know what to say. Well, if that's the case, then probably we shouldn't say anything at all. We should just be. Often being present is the greatest gift you can give someone in need. It's a concept that doesn't need words to express it, and it never needs translation. So our prayer today might be that we will never leave someone suffering in silence just because we don't know what to say. Amen.
That was Ronnie Convery. BBC Radio 4, it's a quarter to six. Now, Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Today, a warning that some British sugar beet growers will quit as the UK markets opened up to tariff-free cane sugar. First, we quite often talk about new farm machinery, high-tech, big shiny tractors, but many farmers do have a soft spot for vintage items. So when an unrivalled collection of antique farm wagons and horse-drawn carts amassed over the last 40 years came up for auction, there was a huge amount of interest. Vernon Harwood was at the sale on a farm near Shaftesbury in Dorset.
What a fantastic collection of carts and wagons, ladies and gents. Believed to be one of the biggest collections ever sold. What a